there's not a post office then, I take it, at Lebanon.
No.
It's just, I see. Well, that was what was confusing me then, because I wasn't sure which was what, where. Then to get to Learned, you keep going down this road.
And you'd be there when you get out of here, you're there.
Oh, I am. Well, you're close to Learned then.
Oh, I'm right in Learned.
Oh, well, I've never, I'll have to go look at Learned tonight.
So you go down there, you'll see a big lot. There's two or three old stores there. It's two stores run a little bit, and then the post office. That's about all. It's about three churches. And they have an independent Methodist church down there. Don't have it in Learned. They got a Methodist church in Learned down there, but they all quit and got them a church of their own.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big lot of the folks. Oh, we had a lot of trouble with them, but my daughter now teaches Forest Hill, and that's just public school, you know, and she don't have no trouble with the doctors. She don't have trouble with them.
Mrs. Williams said yesterday that she had a class with quite a lot of them in it, I believe.
Yeah.
I saw the Forest Hill school on my way. It's a
nice
looking school.
It's a nice school. You know, Jackson trying their best to get it in Jackson. Consolidated, you know, but incorporated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jackson, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're trying their best, as far as Hill is, to make them a little town out of it. But Jackson, I don't know how it's going to come out. Jackson's trying to get it in.
Is Jackson trying to expand then?
Oh, yeah. Jackson is really. It's growing about as fast as most in the small town. There's nearly 200,000 people around Jackson now. You know, it's got to be a city. They're taking in plumb on up to Madison, just right here lately. Whole big territory back there.
Is Madison a town?
Yeah, Madison. County line up there, you know.
Oh, is that what
county,
you?
Yeah.
I knew there was a Madison County.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Madison County line, you see, and Canton's up that way, and then I believe there's a little town called Madison.
That, I didn't know about it.
Oh, Ridgeland, too. Madison, Ridgeland.
Yeah, and I know Ridgeland, because I'm staying almost in Ridgeland, practically, I discovered.
Well, I got a nephew that lives in Ridgeland, and I got a sister that lives just on this side, out a little bit there from the big shopping center right by where the North Side Drive intercept or goes into 55, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know where that is.
I've got a daughter lives, a sister lives out there, and she lives with my daughter. My sister's about 83.
Is that right? You're not telling me how old you are?
I'm 78.
You're 78. You don't look 78.
Well,
you must have lived a clean life.
I stayed home and worked. I've done that. I had to work because I made a living and sent three or four children to college. They finished school.
Every one of them.
Every one of them. Now Rosa didn't go to college. She just finished high and junior 2 years and then take business schools up there, and but Gretchen, she went on to Columbus and got her. Well, she didn't get a master's there, but Ruth Gordon got her master's. That's my oldest daughter.
What's her name?
Ruth Gordon Ward, and the other one's Haddon. Gretchen Haddon, Rosa Pittman.
Does one of your daughters live down here? I think you said yesterday something about you had a daughter that lived close by?
Oh, yeah, about a mile on that gravel road.